We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting meritassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at meritassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
It is a fantastic Friday right here in Brevard County, Florida. God is good to us that we get to live in the Space Coast. Here people have a desire to touch heaven. I think that is great, and the best way to do that, the only way to do that, is through the Word of God. And so I think it is just wonderful. God brings here to Central Florida tourists from all over the world. They come for our beaches. They come for the sun. They come for tourism to see the Space Center and Disney World. And what a privilege it is to live in this great place, to call upon the God of heaven, and know that God is working in this community. We thank God for that. We're looking to bring you a report here in the next several weeks on people who've given their heart to the Lord. We're working on lining up a baptismal service now. We're very excited about that. People are coming and asking to be baptized, and so we're if you've never followed the Lord in water baptism and would like to do so, you could arrange to come to one of our services, and we would be glad to talk to you, make sure that you understand what baptism is, what baptism isn't, and help you to follow the Lord in water baptism. So today we're going to be back in Philippians chapter 4, verse number 8. While you're turning there today, I want to mention just a few of the friends of the broadcast here. We don't do it every day, but we want to mention the ones that are friends of the broadcast here. We have Jits Concrete. If you need any concrete work done, you can reach Greg at 536-5804. We have Bill Andryk of Creative Air Conditioning Solutions, 759-3284. We also have Jeff at Shade Solutions. Jeff at Shade Solutions. They deal in sun and privacy shades, retractable patio covers, retractable awnings, hurricane protection. So you may have like an RV or a motorhome or something like that, and they may be able to help you out. They're right here in Cocoa. You can reach them at 431-9672, 431-9672. We also have Wyrick Air Enterprises. They can help you with any of your air conditioning and heating problems you might have. 632-9538, 632-9538. You could reach Carla there. And Advanced Christian Training Schools, 633-0432. They host a free video Bible school in the Fellowship Hall at Merritt Assembly of God Tuesday nights from 6 to 9 p.m. And so if you're interested in that, their phone number is 633-0432. That is Ted and Linda Empson. So those are our people, some of the people that help make this radio program possible. Yesterday, I did forget to mention, as we were talking about Thanksgiving, presenting it with Thanksgiving, we're coming up, we're just a few weeks away from Thanksgiving celebration here in America, where we do express our thanks to God. And we like to make that a community event. And so we are reaching out to as many as 100 different households. If more money comes in, we will try and reach more than that. Last year we reached 40 to 50 households. This year we're striving to double that, and provide Thanksgiving turkeys, vegetables, eggs, potatoes, pumpkin pie, the whole works. And so we can do that. We've done that in the past couple of years for about $20 a person, $20 a household. And so if you would like to help us in that project, we would be greatly appreciative. You could reach us at 165 North Grove Street. If you wanted to mail a check, you could make it out to Merit Assembly of God. Just write Thanksgiving on there, Thanksgiving Project, and we will make sure that that those funds get utilized appropriately. Also, if you are interested in being a partner with us of the Refresh Radio broadcast, we would be greatly appreciative of that. We've been broadcasting a little bit over a year now, and as far as the finances go, we are well short of being a fully funded radio program. So if you would like to make this a part of your missions giving, please do not take your tithes and offerings or your tithes and send them here. That belongs in your local church. But if you are blessed by the radio program and would like to help us with the expenses of it, we would be most appreciative. We are well underfunded there. Our friends and partners that we mentioned here on the radio, that covers about one broadcast a month is how much support we get from these places. Maybe two broadcasts a month, so maybe even three. I'd have to break it down by the numbers, but when we do 20 to 25 broadcasts a month, you can see that there's quite a gap there. We're not complaining. We're just letting you know what the logistics are there for that. But we're in Philippians chapter 4, verse number 8. By the way, I will say this. I'm sitting here looking at one of our soul-winning cards, How to Lead Someone to Jesus. If that would be something that would be of benefit to you, you can contact us at the church. Let us know your address, and we will be more than glad to send you one of these. I demonstrated this in church the other day. We made it the particular size that we did so that you could fold it up, put it in your wallet, carry it around with you, and anytime the Lord brought someone into your life that you might be able to lead to Jesus, you would have that tool right there. It just folds up nice, neat. Men's wallet, ladies' wallet, either one. So Philippians chapter 4, verse number 8. Let's close out this week today getting our minds set on what God is doing. By the way, this coming Sunday at 10:30, we are going to be preaching at Merit Assembly of God. My daughter will be teaching the Sunday school. Right now she is doing a series on the prophet Jonah, and she brings it from, not just going through it and just a boring Bible study. We don't try and do anything boring, but it's very applicable. What are the lessons that we can learn? What do we want to do in our life? Do we have the right attitude towards the lost in our community, to those that Jesus died to save? Philippians 4:8, finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. The things which you learned and received and heard and saw in me, these do, and the peace of God will be with you. The peace of God will be with you. And so there we see, and the God of peace will be with you. I'm sorry. And the God of peace will be with you. So we see right there that earlier in verse number 7, it was talking about the peace of God. And now it says, and the God of peace will be with you. Jehovah Shalom, God our peace. That means more than just a freedom from worry and fear. It talks about wholeness in body and mind and emotions, in relationships and finances. It's wholeness in every area of our lives. And that's what God wants to be with us. And so the enemy comes, he tries to deal with our minds. If you really wanted a book that would help in this area, Joyce Meyer wrote a book called The Battlefield of the Mind. And she relays some of the personal struggles that she dealt with, as well as biblical principles, because when she came to faith, she had a lot of things that God refined out of her life. And so here it talks about finally, brethren, and so he's referring to them as brothers once again, and he tells us what our thought life should look like. And so you and I have the authority in God's word to take every thought and imagination and bring it in to captivity to make it subject to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. I do not have to think the way other people think. I can think on these things. This is the checklist for what we are supposed to think. Whatever things are true. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And he refers to himself as he who is faithful and true in Revelation. Listen, the devil is a liar and he's the father of it. It's his native tongue. So if there is something that has been said that is not true, that it doesn't line up with the word of God, I don't have to let that have a foothold in my mind. I don't have to. I do not have to participate in petty gossip. So wherever you are, now, if you're in a workplace, you've got to understand that there are going to be people that try and keep everything stirred up, something stirred up all the time. There are some people that thrive on the chaos and thrive on the drama, the melodrama that gossip brings. But God tells us that we do not have to participate in those things, that our mind is supposed to be set apart for thinking on the things that are true. Think of them on the things that are true, not the things that might happen, not the things that could happen, not the things that somebody else says, but the things that are true, the things that are line up with the Word of God. Also, it says, whatever things are noble, what things are upright, things that are going to edify, going to build people up, things that think on things that are honorable, not on things that are perverted, not on things that are corrupt, not on things that are something that we would be ashamed of. I do want to put this little caveat. The Bible says that in the last days there are going to be people and they are going to be parading around unashamed the sin that they are so proud of. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about things that are noble. They are honorable according to God's standards. Those are the things that I think on. You see, because what's going to happen is the things that I think about, the things that I ponder, the things that I meditate, and we're going to try and get through all of this today, those things are going to manifest themselves in actions sooner or later. So whatever things are just, the Bible says that God is going to be declared righteous and just in all his judgments. That every decision, the angels are going to say, you know, God, That was amazing. And so I want to think on the things that are just. I don't want to think about the unjust ways of manipulating and contriving somebody to come along and do what I want them to do. I want to think the best. I want to, God, how are you going to use this person to bring glory and honor to your name? So think about those things. Whatever things are pure. Whatever things are pure, who shall ascend the hill of the Lord? He who has clean hands and a pure heart. So I want to think on the things that are pure, that are undefiled. I want to think things that are going to be nutritious, if you will. In the NIV, it says, to the faithful, you show yourself faithful. To the pure, you show yourself pure. To the blameless, you show yourself blameless. But to the shrewd, I'm not remembering. Goodness. Well, I'll just keep talking here for just a moment while I turn back and find that. Goodness gracious. Anyway, God deals differently with us whenever we are not operating the way that God wants. And so I want to see God in his faithfulness, so I want to be faithful. To the faithful, you show yourself faithful. To the blameless, you show yourself blameless. To the pure, you show yourself pure. Anyway, I'm looking here in the New King James. It says, and with the devious, you will show yourself shrewd. To the unfaithful, you show yourself shrewd. Anyway, he positions himself in opposition to people who are not dealing in purity and in faithfulness and in blamelessness, because he doesn't want you to perish. The scripture says that there's a broad path that leads to destruction, and Jesus positioned himself on the cross right in the middle of that path that leads to destruction. It says, the only way you are going to go to hell is over my dead body. Now, sadly, there are still people who choose to ignore that sacrifice that was paid. But it's not for lack of effort on God's part. God has done everything necessary for people to have the opportunity to hear the good news of Jesus Christ and repent. And sadly, many people still ignore the work that Jesus did on the cross. Whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report. When I look at that word lovely, there's a friend of mine, and that's one of the things he says. Well, that's lovely. That's lovely. And every time he says that, I just get a kick out of it. It's, you know, because it's, you know, it's a work related thing. It's a lovely thing. You know, I don't know if you're old enough to remember the television program, the A-Team, you know, where the one guy would say, I just love it when a plan comes together. My father said that a lot when we were growing up. I love it when a plan comes together. Whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, you know, and when the spies came back out of the promised land and reported to Moses, the nation chose to focus, they chose to think on the bad report that the 10 spies brought back instead of focusing on the good report that Joshua and Caleb had brought back. And so you and I, we've got to decide whose report we are going to listen to. And so I encourage you to find out what the Word of God says and think on the good report. It says, if there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. And so let's talk about meditating on the Word of God here for just a moment, because there are some people that the word meditate has been hijacked for them, and that was because back in the 60s and the 70s, transcendental meditation was introduced to America, and it was not a godly thing. It was something it's not the same thing as biblical meditation. Let me just put it to you that way. And so what transcendental meditation does is it tries to get you to calm yourself, to quiet yourself, and to empty yourself of all of your thoughts. It tries to create a void in your personality. It tries to create a place where your defenses are down. Listen, my mind, there's some people that say, well, you're so closed-minded. Actually, I'm not closed-minded. I'm selective-minded. That's good. I really like that. I am very open-minded to the things of God. I am closed-minded to the things that the devil has to suggest for me. You see, it's not whether it's open or shut. It is I'm selective. And God wants you to be selective. I do not have to think or meditate on everything. I meditate on the things that are true, noble, just, pure, lovely, good report, virtuous, and praiseworthy. Those are the things that I meditate on. Now, the difference between transcendental meditation and biblical meditation is I'm not trying to empty my mind with biblical meditation. What I'm trying to do is fill my mind with what God has instructed me to fill my mind with. So as you prepare to go into this weekend, you know, you could be getting ready to leave work and say, oh my goodness, this is just going to be the worst weekend ever. And you know what? It could very well turn out to be that way. Some people say, well, I like to have low expectations. That way I'm not disappointed. Well, you know, that's kind of like saying, where are you going on your trip? Well, I don't really know, because I'm just going to get in the car and drive. And when I get someplace, if I don't like it, then I won't be disappointed. I want to know where we're going. I want to know what we're going to be doing. I have expectations. I have expectations that heaven is going to be a place without sin, without sorrow, without sickness. It's going to be a place without Satan. Hallelujah. It's going to be a place without mortgage payments, without utility bills. It's going to be a place without car problems. It's going to be a place without fear. I mean, it's a wonderful place. I want to think about that. I want to think about the Word of God. I want to think about the great things that God has done for me. And so it says we meditate on those things. And right now in society, there is such a preoccupation that we've got to have something coming into our ears all the time. Listen, I'm thankful for this radio program, and I'm thankful that you listen, but I want to encourage you, if God were to just speak into your spirit right now and say, you know, I really need to talk to you right now. I need to spend a few, would you please do me a favor? Shut me off so that you could listen to him. I'm not saying that on a regular, you know, that you not listen on a regular basis. But if God says, you know, you need to hear from me right now, then he preempts me. He's my boss. He's my boss. And so I want to encourage you to meditate on the things of God. Instead of just having, you know, the same songs go over and over and over. I turned on a radio station one time, and I hadn't been on that station in quite a while. I heard the same song three times in like a 2 hour or a 3 hour period. It was like, really, there's millions and millions of songs out there. And this was a Christian station. Do you think you could find something other than just this one song to play every 45 minutes? Meditate on the things that God wants you to meditate on. Okay. Verse number 9, we're going to wrap things up here and get ourselves geared up for a wonderful weekend in the presence of God. The things which you learned. You see, Paul was not just a traveling minister. He was a teacher. He was teaching them how to survive in a hostile environment, an environment that was hostile to their faith. And so the things which you learned, and I dare say that there are, that the people who are listening, that you are still in the process of learning. And I encourage you, never, ever stop the process of learning. But learning is not just for our head knowledge. Learning is not for another degree on the wall. In fact, I'll tell you something. There are, let's see, I believe it's MIT offers a great number of their courses online for free. For free. If you just want the information, you don't need the certificate, you just want to apply it, then you've got tremendous free resources that are available to where you could be an expert in any field out there. Right now, in 2014, God has positioned you at such a time where there are more resources available for you and I to learn about the things of God. There is radio, there is Bible, there's Bible on smartphones, there's Bible study programs, there's computer programs for Greek and Hebrew. There are preachers that you could watch nonstop around the clock. You can learn if you'll just apply yourself, if I'll just apply myself. The things which you learned and received and heard and saw in me. So there were things that were learned, they were taught, they were received, they were heard, and they were seen. And they were demonstrated in Paul's life. And so Paul taught them philosophically. They received them. They saw a visible demonstration of it, and they heard him speaking. And he said, the things that you have been an eyewitness to, the things that you've seen me do, you do. You do. He said, these do. And so Paul, if you remember, is the one that said, follow me as I follow Christ. when you go to church this weekend, do not go just for the hearing sake. We are not called just to be hearers of the word. We are called to be hearers and doers of the word. And that is what Paul writes to the Philippians. And he said, all that was done in your presence there, it was done so that you could duplicate it in your life. What had they seen? They had seen Paul going to the place of prayer. They had seen Paul fellowshipping with other believers. They had seen Paul cast out demons. They had seen Paul arrested and persecuted and yet continuing to praise God. They saw Paul lead his jailer to Jesus Christ. They saw Paul take a stand for his rights. They saw Paul live out the gospel, and now he's saying, you've got to do the same thing. It didn't change. The assignment didn't change just because Paul wasn't there. He said all of that was done so that you could duplicate it. And he says, the great reward of all this today has been all about thinking on the things that God wants us to think about and ignoring the things that the devil wants us to think about. And here is the icing on the cake. Here is the benefit for all of us. And it says, and the God of peace will be with you. And the God of peace will be with you. You know, if we would realize that worry, what worry steals from us, we wouldn't do it. If we would realize what prayer does for us and what thinking and, excuse me, meditating on the things of God do for us, we would choose that every time. It says, when we take dominion over our thought life and think on the things that Paul tells the Philippians to think on, he says, here's the reality. The God of peace is going to be with you, with all of you. It's going to be with you. And so when you go to church on Sunday, if you want the presence of God there, I want the presence of God. I need to be thinking about, I am blessed to be the pastor of Merit Assembly of God. I am blessed with the leadership that we have, the tremendous ministry team that is there. I am blessed in my home. I'm blessed with my kids. I'm blessed coming in and going out. I want to think about all of those things. And so when I come, you know what? It's not, okay, I've got to try and solve this problem. No, the God of peace is there already. He's going to be there with you, and he's going to be there with me. Let's get ready to go into this weekend, shall we? Father, I pray that over the next several hours that our thought life would reflect what you admonish us in Philippians chapter 4. And God, I pray for every listener that the God of peace will be with them this weekend to the glory of God. We will see you Monday. Have a great weekend. God bless you.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510, 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25. He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Everybody I know says they need just one thing. What they really mean is they need just one thing more. Everybody seems to think they got it coming. Well, I know that I don't deserve it. Still, I want to love and serve you more and more. You're my one thing.